Hey, good afternoon. You know, you've heard about the cold front coming in this direction, and it's going to be here, I guess, in a little while, and it's just going to feel great tomorrow. I am so invigorated by this weather. You know, even though the Saints lost, if you're going to be tailgating Thursday afternoon, right before the game, the sun's going to be going down, and the weather's going to be cool. Get a chance to wear sweaters and jackets and hats, and it is going to just feel great for tailgating. And hopefully that is a positive energy that is going to, you know, just lead to a positive attitude in the dome. And you know, Saints fans, you know, they know how to forget. We know how to forget losses. God knows we've had a lot of practice over the years, and, you know, we're going to have to do it again. We've got to put that loss behind us. The players have to put that loss behind us. And, you know, Dennis Allen has a chance to be a leader here and just, you know, get the team psyched and ready to play. I don't know how he does that. I don't see that in him, but, you know, maybe there's something that I don't see. I'm Scoot on the air, and Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway, right next to Party City, which is right next to Trader Joe's. Today is October 15th, and this is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. This is when you can switch a plan, change a plan, join a plan. People's Health is going to help you save money. Now, you need more than Medicare. You need a supplement. You need something else. And People's Health can help you with that. This is for people 65 and older. And it's also for those of you who want to get information for your parents. You know, maybe your parents are not as mobile as they once were, and you need to get information from them. What is so awesome is that People's Health has an office. There's a building you can walk in and actually talk to people. They have free seminars, but they can also answer your questions at any time. And there's a state number to call if you want to get information about whether or not you qualify for Medicaid, Medicare. And the state number is 888-342-6207. 888-342-6207. So let's go to Ian Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. We're going to get to all of your text messages, but you know, describe if you can, Ian, just the atmosphere there. Yeah. At People's Health. I've been there before, and you know, it's a great opportunity to walk in and actually get information from a live person.
You know, it's surprisingly festive. You'd think it's right next door to Party City, so you know, people are going in there to get balloons and, you know, cake toppers and all kinds of stuff. But everybody that's in here, I think they're fired up because this is the kind of help that you can only get in a place like this. You know, a lot of people toil away, you know, asking their neighbors and their family members or doing their own research on the internet about how to navigate these health insurance systems. But people are coming in here looking for help and then getting it. So on the way in, they're excited to learn. On the way out, they're excited about what they just learned. Everybody is so helpful and friendly, and there's donuts. I've just eaten a donut. It was delicious. That really gets everybody in a good mood, too. So, yeah, it's a lovely little facility. So convenient to everything. What a great spot. Man, love it.
You know, and let's just also mention how complicated this can be. You know, I mean, I went through this process. It's complicated. And, I mean, you can be a smart person and it's still complicated. And People's Health makes it so, so easy for you to find out what you need to find out. And then you make a decision based on the information that you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I'm on the private employer-based insurance that I get from Odyssey. And Odyssey does their best to kind of provide an intermediary, you know, a service for, you know, if you have questions about your benefits or if you need to change something or you don't know what you're going to be covered for. Odyssey does their best at that. But it's not like I can just set a meeting to go somewhere here in New Orleans where I can just meet with an expert who can answer all the questions I have, you know, while I'm on my way to Trader Joe's. That's not a thing.
Right.
But for
right.
People who have Medicare, you know, that service is available right here on Veterans Boulevard.
Yeah, or you're on your way to get a costume. And look, Party City's busy this time of year because Halloween's coming up. And you better go before the little Bo Peep outfits are gone.
How did you know my costume idea already? I must have told you.
Did you get your
sheep outfit?
No, I didn't. I love when Jerry Jones is upset. I don't like to say that, but it's so true. And if you're a Saints fan, or I'm sure other teams feel the same way about the Cowboys, there's something there's just been something about Jerry Jones. It's not that he's not smart. It's not that he's not a successful, you know, owner. But there's just something about Jerry Jones that, that makes you love it when he's upset and when he's just really PO'd. Sunday, the Detroit Lions went into AT&T Stadium on Jerry Jones's 82nd birthday, and they spanked the Cowboys 47-9. And I think Dak Prescott is one of, if not the highest paid player in the league. And, you know, he's not being that effective. The Cowboys are 3-3. So, you know, they're not out of it by any means. I think they're in third place in their division. But this is an embarrassment for Jerry Jones. So Jerry Jones is on the air with the DJ team, Shane and RJ. And they're on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Now, we don't have a recording of it, but I basically have a transcript of what Jerry Jones said. And so they're talking to Jerry Jones about the loss to the Lions. And, you know, then they get into roster moves in the offseason. And they're talking to Jerry Jones about that. And so he gets really upset. He says, I mean, if you think I'm interested, if you think I'm interested with a phone call with you over the radio sitting here throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have to be smoking something over there this morning. He said, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. This is not your job. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I'm not kidding. So he's threatening to, like, have the guys fired. So he, you know, kind of sarcastically said that maybe these radio guys should show up at Tuesday's meeting of the NFL teams. He said, if you're such geniuses, maybe you should show up at the meeting. He goes on to say, you're not going to figure it out what team is doing right or wrong. If you are, then you need to come to this meeting. You really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all the things that I've done wrong without going over the rights, meaning the right things that he's done? And he said, one of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody had ever analyzed was by the Cowboys in 1989. It was an idiot that did that, and so he was the idiot that did it. He says, so idiot things can turn into good decisions. Smart things can turn into bad decisions. And Jerry Jones just basically told him, man, you know, if you think you can do better, then how come you're not at the meetings? And, you know, if I were those talk show hosts and Jerry Jones said that to me, or I was on the phone with Mickey Loomis and Mickey Loomis would not do that. So let's not even use that as an example. Let's just say if Jerry Jones did that and I were these guys in Dallas, I'd say, look, Jerry, that's not my job. You know, my job is the job of fans, and fans do this, and fans pay your salary, and fans make you rich and famous, and so fans have a right to ask these questions, and we're asking these questions. That's not my job, but it's your job to explain the things that you do, explain those things to fans, and not everything is wrong, and not everything is right. And, you know, we're just trying to find out how you feel about these things. Now, I didn't hear them actually ask the question. There are some radio people who are boneheads, and so they might ask a question in a certain way that is totally inappropriate, totally antagonizing. And I've seen radio people, I've seen reporters, I've seen people ask questions that are totally inappropriate. They're stupid questions. So I don't know what the question was, but, you know, there's a way to answer that. But Jerry Jones is very, very upset. And, you know, so look, the Saints are in the situation that they're in. It's not the worst situation in the league. I mean, look at the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. They're not doing so well. Look at the Bengals with Joe Burrow. They're not doing so well. The Saints are not out of it. The big question is, do the fans get the sense that the Saints have it within them? As a team, from management to the coaches to the players, do they have it within them to turn things around? That's the question. And what changes the situation of players not tackling? As I said last hour, it's going to hurt to tackle a lot of players. and you might get injured. I mean, it hurts to tackle people who are running like that, especially if you tackle them in the right way, like around the legs, and those legs are moving. And these are powerful, strong people. It hurts to tackle people. It's a lot easier to just hit somebody and hope that they fall down. But that's not how you stop them. And good runners don't fall down when you hit them. So I don't know what is going to change, but somebody, and is Dennis Allen the guy to do it? Since he's the coach, I hope he is. But is he the guy to do it? Is he the guy to go in there and to just turn the mentality of this team around? I feel like the Saints gave up. I was sitting there, and if you were sitting there in the dome, if you were watching it, listening to it on the radio, you might have gotten the same sense that the Saints just gave up. And the Bucs went in at halftime, they made changes, and the Saints, obviously, I guess the Saints were happy. I mean, they came back from a 17-0 deficit in the second quarter, and man, we're kicking butt in the second quarter. We're doing really well. So did they go in the locker room and have champagne? Did they go in the locker room with the attitude, like, well, I guess we got this figured out? And then, you know, in one of the other locker rooms, you've got the Bucs, and they figured out exactly what to do. And they figured out Spencer Rattler. And I don't think it was Spencer Rattler's fault at all. And I saw some brilliant moments. But, you know, when you talk about a rookie quarterback and you talk about the lack of timing with receivers, you know, he hasn't had time with the receivers. And so those passes that were missed, a lot of that is the lack of timing, the lack of time spent with the receivers. And there's no way you can change that except give him time. But I see a lot of positive in Spencer Rattler. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Okay, we got some great texts about the Saints. I'm going to start here. Ian and Scoot, come on, man. We've been over this before. The coach is not out on the field playing the game. You had nothing but good things to say after the Saints whooped the Cowgirls. The players out on the field missed 16 tackles, not the coach. The players on the field dropped passes, not the coach. The offensive line didn't protect the quarterback, not the coach. If they gave Derek Carr some protection, he wouldn't be hurt right now. Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, you know, I mean, I have faith. I have faith in what I see. And, you know, you're right. I mean, I said a lot of positive things about the Saints. I did not single out Dennis Allen as the only reason the Saints won the game against the Cowgirls. But is Dennis Allen the coach that's going to revitalize this team? Again, I hope so. I'm pulling for him because he's the coach. But a coach instills confidence, instills motivation in players. I mean, the coach is the leader. And some teams are just very cohesive. And you see, like last night, and then when I was watching the Cowgirls against the Lions, I'm watching that game. Man, the Detroit Lions were tackling like crazy. You see other teams do it. These are basically the same players on the same level. The only difference is what's in their head. And I look to a coach to inspire the players.
I remember after Eric McCoy got hurt, I caught Mike Dettillier in the hallway, and I asked him about that. And he, you know, in the way that he does, said that's going to be a big problem. There's going to be a lot of knock-on, you know, downstream consequences of that. And I think here we are. I think if Eric McCoy doesn't go down, and, you know, Ed, the offensive line is put together the way it's supposed to be, and you don't have this rash of injuries, you know, I don't think we're talking about Dennis Allen's coaching. I think we'd still be winning games, and we wouldn't be looking for someone to place this blame in it landing on poor old D.A.
But, well, wait, all of that's true, except that the same players that were on the field in the third and fourth quarter were the same players that were on the field in the second quarter. And those same players did it in the second quarter. So the question is, why couldn't they do it for the rest of the game?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, do you think there's any chance that the Saints let the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win because of the hurricane? Stephen from Mandeville. He says, probably not, but just curious, what do you think of that? That'd be kind of nice, but not very wise.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that at all. You know, it was interesting though in the dome. I hate all the interruptions. This is just my personal opinion. You know, after every play, there's something to distract you before the next play. Whenever there's a timeout, there's all kind of stuff to distract you. The thing that I love the most in the dome is us versus them, and it's our city versus the city we're playing. And instead of us versus them, New Orleans versus Tampa Bay, it was us with them. And it was basically about how we bond together at times like this. And they did not do the us versus, this is what's great about us, this is what's bad about them. They didn't do that. And they just talked about helping the people of Tampa Bay. And they said, we're going to just make this today. We're going to make this us with them. And, you know, the crowd loved it.
I was not at the game with you on Sunday. I did not know that. That is very wholesome. I'm glad that we decided to do that. I'm sorry I missed it. I'll leave you with this text. This one says, hey, don't forget Drew Brees will be inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame at Thursday's game.
Yeah, who didn't see that coming? But yeah, that's going to be a great thing. And
I'm surprised
and
it took this long.
You know there's going to be a moment when Drew Brees and Sean Payton hug, because they were magic together for so many years. But, you know, they had a lot of years where they weren't so great. I mean, there were a lot of years when Drew Brees was our quarterback and Sean Payton was the coach and things were not so great. You know, I'm interested to see what kind of reception Sean Payton's going to get when he goes into the dome. And Mickey Loomis is talking about how he does not believe that this is a revenge game for Sean Payton. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and Ian Hoke is live on location at People's Health in Metairie, Veterans at Causeway. This is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period, a chance to join a plan or change a plan. It's an opportunity for you to save on health care for you or your parents. And you can stop by People's Health this afternoon and get information that you need. And really, this is information to help you save money. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1956, Little Richard recorded this song at J&M Studio in New Orleans. It was not released until January of 1958. The song went to number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And this song, Good Golly Miss Molly, was listed as number 94, the number 94th most important rock song in Rolling Stone magazine's list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. On a list of 500, this was 94. And Little Richard recorded it at J&M Studios in New Orleans. And New Orleans, really, people didn't know it at the time, but New Orleans was really the bed of a lot of the origin of rock and roll. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.